This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Donald Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R, date of birth 11/15/1961. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Schaefer with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was April 21st of this year. His last hemoglobin A1C was very high at greater than 14 about 6 months ago. He does not check his blood sugars regularly and really isn't sure how well his diabetes is controlled at this time. He does take his glimepiride and metformin as ordered, but he does not want to try any new medications or even insulin if needed. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena, and no edema. Medications, I'll highlight Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 10 milligram, takes 2 tablets twice a day. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Also Lipitor, metformin, Claritin, glimepiride, Plavix, Celexa, low-dose aspirin. And no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight, 200 pounds, and that's an 8-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 61. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cough is 140/80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Most recent labs were done 10/16/2025. Creatinine is 1.36. Estimated GFR is 58. Calcium is 9.5. Sodium is 134. Potassium 4.5. Carbon dioxide 21. Albumin is 4.3, phosphorus 3.6, glucose was 559, random glucose. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He's got to continue checking labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, very poorly controlled, with a random blood sugar of 559, this gentleman should be on insulin or at least some GLP-1 inhibitors to start with, but he needs to be in better control of his glucose, and he's very resistant to that idea. So hopefully you can talk to him and convince him that it's very important to get the sugar under control. We will have a follow-up visit with him within 6 months also, or sooner if needed. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.